USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Biden administration officials, including those at the U.S. State Department, say they don't know who was behind the attack inside Iran Wednesday that left 100 people dead.
We don't have any more detail in terms of how it happened or who might be responsible for it.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby speaking late Wednesday. Two explosions rocked an area very close to the site where a top Iranian general was killed by U.S. forces several years ago. The Israel-Hamas war turning global, still a fear amongst those in D.C. 60 Republican congressmen, led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson, take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From Michigan to Florida, we represent over half the U.S. states because every state in America is now a border state. And we've seen that on vivid display today.
Speaker Johnson with reporters Wednesday, the White House piling blame on Republicans for the immigration crunch.
Speaker Johnson, who has been very clear where he stands on the border, continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue and has blocked any efforts for the president to deal with the border.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, which included border funding. But Republicans argue there needs to be significant policy changes from the administration. Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says she believes former President Trump is an insurrectionist, while at the same time likely including his name on primary ballots in Colorado anyway. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke out on Wednesday. At the same time, though, Colorado's deadline to finalize presidential primary ballots is Friday, and Griswold is not bound by a Colorado Supreme Court's earlier decision to keep Trump's name off the ballot. The issue is being resolved in the courts in the meantime. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The White House says it does not know who is responsible for the attack inside Iran that killed 100 people on Wednesday. It's what a State Department spokesman echoed with reporters later in the day.
The United States was not involved in any way, and any suggestion to the contrary is ridiculous, and we have no reason to believe that Israel was involved in this explosion.
Iranian state media reports two explosions occurred as people gathered near the burial site of the Iranian general. He was killed in a U.S. drone strike several years ago. The death toll continues to rise in the wake of this week's large earthquake in Japan. There are now at least 73 people confirmed dead after the magnitude 7.5 quake shook western Japan on New Year's Day. There are thousands of damaged buildings still being searched for survivors. Roughly 30,000 people have been forced to evacuate. It is the deadliest quake to have hit Japan since 2016. Former President Trump is explaining the noticeable absence of his wife, former First Lady Melania Trump, including during a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
Her mother, Melania, is very ill, and hopefully that'll be okay.
It's also Trump's explanation for why his wife was not in the family's Christmas photo and why she has been absent on the campaign trail and in court proceedings. Ford recalling more than 112,000 F-150 pickup trucks over concerns the vehicles may roll away on their own without the parking brake applied. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.